633-5800. Happy motoring.
Congratulations to the Clemson University Fighting Tigers, the new NCAA national champions.
6 seconds left, first and goal at the two. Empty backfield. Watson goes shotgun. Ball on the left hash, wide side of the field to the right. Watson takes a snap, rolls right, looks into the end zone. Hunter Renfro caught it! Touchdown! 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 With a second left, Watson hits Renfro. Clemson grabs a 34-31 lead and is 1 second away from the second national championship in school history.
From 105.5, The Roar.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Did you play that one on purpose to kind of get back at their Georgia fans, Sacramento fans?
I was trying to hit another one and my hand slipped. And
I'm not buying that.
So that is what it is.
I think that was intentionally to rub your nose in it stuff.
No, sir. No, not at all.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Hey, Tiger fans, you know football season's right around the corner. Tiger Sports Shop, founded by Coach Ibrahim, who was a soccer coach here at Clemson and gained two national championships under his leadership, as well as a armful of ACC titles. His name, reputation, legacy still remains in the Tiger community. His passion for Clemson left us a gem here in Clemson. It's called the Tiger Sports Shop. They have everything you need. They are Clemson's exclusive sideline Nike apparel provider. Anything you need to see the coaches and players wearing, that can be found at Tiger Sports Shop. Nike provider, orange and purple galore. Tommy Bahama gear now available. Keychains and bumper stickers and rain jackets and you name it, they've got it geared up from head to toe this year to make your season complete with the Tiger Sports Shop. Downtown locations at 364 College Avenue. The 102 Tiger Boulevard location. It's kind of the one I kind of go to, too. A little easier park, and that's where I head out and see the good folks there at Tiger Sports Shop. We talked a lot of championships in that hour. We have a texter here wants to know, can you rank the SEC from top to bottom as number of conference championships? Yeah, we can do that. I can look that up for you right quick. Now, the SEC, if you remember, goes back to the 30s and had a bunch of teams in there that are no longer in there. For instance, Swanee, Swanee never won one. Tulane won three, Georgia Tech won two. As far as the number of SEC titles right now, Alabama has 26, Tennessee has 13, Georgia has 12, LSU has 11, Florida has 8 plus one vacated one, which would be 9. Auburn has 8. Ole Miss has 6. Kentucky has 2. Mississippi State has 1. And Arkansas, Missouri, South Carolina, Texas A&M, and Vanderbilt don't have any as of yet. So that's where we are as far as what the texture want to know about SEC.
One more time for the people in the back. How many does South Carolina have?
Get out of here with that, man.
I'm just asking. Just one more time.
Are you asking a question?
Just for the people in the back, they couldn't quite hear it. You were a little low there.
Are you asking the question that you already know the answer to?
No, I don't.
How many do you think they have?
Well, they have one at least, right?
You know better than that.
What?
You're trolling right now, and I'm not putting up with it.
I'm not trolling. They got one, don't they?
Come on, you know better than that.
They don't have one?
I'm not putting this with us on the show. We're better than that. Keep your head above the class line.
No idea.
On the Mendoza line.
I had no idea.
Our Northern Communication phone
line. Tulane has 3 and they don't have one? Is that what you're saying to me?
Georgia Tech has 5.
Is that what you're saying to me?
Yeah. Got the same amount of Swanee and... Come on, man. See, I'm not doing that. 654-ROAR. Northern Communication phone line to beautiful Greenwood, South Carolina. Georgia Greg's up. Georgia Greg, how you doing, man?
Good, Mickey. How are you?
Doing good. What do you think about this conversation we're having this morning?
Well, I caught a little bit of the last. I first want to say I saw on Twitter your championship this weekend. Congratulations!
Thank you, man. I appreciate that.
Yeah. I didn't know you were that good.
I'm not.
I want to play with you sometime. You be my A player, and I'll be your D.
You'd be disappointed. You'd be extremely disappointed.
No. Hey, I would not call in, and I felt like the last caller was trying to pull the... Hey, look, to me, I've said it. I've said it on the radio. Clemson's hit a level right now that I really want Georgia to get to. So I'm not going to bash a program that's in great shape and looking great for the future. I mean, the past 2 years were just awesome for you. I mean, to reach national championship game twice. And so I wouldn't go that route. I personally would rather Georgia have had a more successful past 35 years. And that's why, I know there was a lot of people saying that Rick had to go, Rick wasn't doing good enough, Rick wasn't winning enough championships. And I was calling you over the past year saying, hey, look at our history. Even Vince, the great Vince Dooley, who had that great run in the early 80s, Pat Dye and Danny Ford were regularly beating him by the late 80s. I mean, Georgia, and then, of course, in the 90s when Spurrier got there, we never could get to the championship because Florida controlled us then. And, it's been a rough – Georgia's – I think Rick actually did a really good job. I mean, he won 10 games in 10 of his 12 years. Now, I might be a little awful, man. It might be 10 out of 13 years where he had 10 wins. I did feel like it was just time to split ways for both, and I think Rick has a new energy in Miami, and I'm hoping that Smart brings that to us now. I've told you, I don't know what happens. We have to wait and see. But, yeah, I think Georgia wants to get to a level, and I kind of agree with the caller a little bit. There's, in the history, there's been a lot of programs like Alabama, Florida during the 90s, Auburn with Pat Dye in the 80s. It's been tough for Georgia to get there. But I think the past 30 years with the movement of, you look at the people where they moved and how Georgia's moved up so high in the rankings of where top football players play, I think Georgia should be able to get to a status of where they're a national power.
I will tell you this, Greg. I will tell you that it makes zero sense to me that Tennessee should have more conference championships than Georgia in history and have more conference championships, twice as many conference championships the last 35 years as Georgia. LSU I can buy. LSU's in a state by themselves, and they produce a lot of players. For Auburn to have six SEC titles the last 35 years and for Georgia to have two, Auburn is in the state that doesn't produce as many players, and they're in a state with the number one football program in the country in it. So Auburn has two things going against it that Georgia doesn't have. Georgia's the only major football, the school that cares about football, the only one that has Georgia Tech's not even putting up a resistance right now. For Georgia to have two and Auburn to have six, that's crazy. Georgia should be slightly better than Auburn. If not because of the area, Georgia should be better than Auburn. Georgia should be better. Tennessee doesn't produce players. Tennessee doesn't have the number of great football players that state of Georgia has. And Tennessee shouldn't have six championships in 35 years, or four to 35 years in Auburn. Put it this way, those two shouldn't have 10 and Georgia have two the last 35 years. Shouldn't happen that way. Simple as that.
Right. And, you're right. I mean, I've talked to you over the years, and Georgia's been kind of you've kind of liked Georgia in the past, and you've kind of followed them a lot, so you know a lot about Georgia's history, so it's kind of easy to talk to you about this. Part of it, and it's, as a Georgia fan, this is kind of the way I think some of us feel, is we got to get over this, but, we feel sometimes like there's been chances, and we've been snake bit, or either truthfully, we've choked. I mean, I'm just going to be straight up. I mean, there's been times where we've had everything laid out in front of us. I think back to 2002 when we were the best team in the nation at the end of the year. I think Ohio State and Miami's offense were awful, and I think we could have beat either one of them. Terrence Edwards running wide open down the field against Florida on a 60-yard pass. He catches it, walks in the end zone, and, we are undefeated, but he just drops the ball, and it just – I can think of so many times over and over where you can call it snake bit or you can call it choking, and I don't know. I will say that, you and I talked about you don't really have much confidence in the coaching staff that we have right now. I don't know. I kind of want to wait and see this year. But I will say one thing, and I think you would agree with this. what Smart did last year recruiting-wise was, you can go back through the years, I don't remember ever getting 15 four-stars in a year. And I think if he keeps doing that, you've always talked about how the Joes are important. If he can keep capturing the state, and I know he's already lost a few this coming year, but he's getting some now, too, toward the end of the summer. If he keeps doing that, you know, might be that one of those cases where you just got too many good players you can't.
That's exactly what's going to happen. That's exactly what's going to happen. No doubt. Greg, I appreciate the phone call. Have a great day. All right, man. I said that 100 times now. That's what's going to happen. They're going to be so good there because there's so many players in that state that, I'll say it again, Coco, the gorilla?
Yeah.
The one that does the sign language? 8-5. I'm just telling you. Coco, 8-5. Kirby Smart, 8-5. Coco, 8-5. It'd be so good. I mean, you can't screw it up. It's so good you can't screw it up.
Yeah, they're going to try.
Brooklyn Decker's makeup artist can't screw it up. You ever put makeup on anybody?
Have they ever put makeup on anyone?
Yeah.
No.
Me either.
No, I have not.
Me either. You and I could put her down that chair that can't screw it up. See what I'm saying?
I bet you we could screw up her makeup.
You could be a Ferrari dealer.
Yeah.
A Ferrari sales guy. I've never sold a car in my life. Never worked on a car dealership. Put me on that car lot, that Ferrari car lot. I'm not going to screw the thing up. It's easy.
You're selling one, huh?
I mean, I could. I could sell a ton of Ferraris. Let's go to a real test drive. You like this? Okay, here, buy this. You can't screw the thing up. You can't.
You like this? All right, buy it.
Yeah, pretty cool, huh? Buy it.
It goes pretty fast, doesn't it? Here you go. Let's sign some papers.
Yeah. Chick magnet, huh? Yeah, there you go.
What are you trying to negotiate for? You're at a Ferrari dealership. Just buy it.
Be an easy job, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it probably would be, yeah.
Except getting all the yoo-hoos out of there that have no business being in it to begin with. That's the point through all that. All right, I did the numbers for the 247 list. You ready? Alabama has 13 of the top 247 players according to 247.com. Ohio State has 11. Clemson, 8. Southern Cal, 8. Florida State, 7. A little surprised by that. Also did Oklahoma. Oklahoma had 5, and Georgia had 5. So, that's... Are you surprised that Alabama, 13, Ohio State, all the way up to 11 with that one?
Ohio State's got a bunch of good players. Right?
Some of these players are overrated. I'll go over the list later. Some of them are a little overrated, though. I watched this cat, Tyquan Lewis, at Ohio State last year. I watched him specifically. He had a good year. And then I watched Mitch Hyatt and Sean Pollard basically just handle the guy. I mean, what did he do in the Fiesta Bowl? I've seen the Fiesta Bowl a bunch. Have you seen him make any kind of plays?
I have not.
I watched this Orlando Brown cat from Oklahoma. Now, again, he was a freshman, sophomore when Clemson played him. But, man, I watched Clemson's defensive end just whip the guy. Just line up and whip it. And Austin Bryant whipping him. As a freshman. Some of these guys, man. Right, Rashawn Gary's a great player. They rank him number 24. He hadn't done anything yet. Can you tell me how many tackles Rashawn Gary had last year while I get Mike on the air?
He is less than Dexter Lawrence, I'll tell you that much.
Let's look it up before we get in line, because I got a bunch of stuff to tell you here. So I can get Mike in for the full time here. I'm going to tell you about Canty Foundation. Canty Foundation Specialists. They can fix your crawl spaces. Folks, we will have some wet weather eventually again here in the upstate, and when it does, you get flooding and get some, winters are always a little more rough around here when it comes to that rain. You don't want moisture underneath your home. Make sure you have a safe and dry crawl space. Let Canty take care of that. Also, all of your foundation issues. It is a free phone call, no obligation phone call for a free estimate. Let them come inspect your home there and see if you got any kind of crawl space issues. It's CantyCanFixIt.com. CantyCanFixIt.com. You got Rashawn Gary for me?
I do.
How many?
He played in 12 games.
Mm-hmm. No starts, right?
You want to take a guess at this, by the way?
22 tackles?
Total, 23. Solo, 12. 11 assisted. He had 5 for loss and a half sack.
Less than 2 tackles a game. You know what I'm saying? I know he's a freshman, but you see what I'm saying?
I mean, yeah. Whereas Lawrence had 62 total tackles.
Yeah.
8.5 for loss, 6.5 sacks.
This guy, Tyquan Lewis, they ranked number 32, defensive end. I remember him coming out of high school. He's a good player. He's a good player, but he did nothing in that Fiesta Bowl. Nothing. In the biggest game of the year for him, right? I'm not buying some of these guys. Mike is in Anderson, 654 Roar, Northern Communication phone lines. Hey, good morning, Mike. Thanks for calling in, man. How you doing?
Doing well, Mickey. How about yourself?
Couldn't be better, buddy. Couldn't be better.
Look here, I want to chime in on the Georgia thing, but I got a quick story for you, true story. No big deal, but it's kind of funny. You had Cree Rollins on last Friday, and I go to South Georgia once a month to Tifton, Georgia, and I always stop at the Crystal Burger place in Cordell, Georgia, and I'm in there Saturday. I'm ordering my burgers. There's a long line of people. I'm standing next to a group of tables, and there's four or five old dudes in there, and by old dudes, I mean 60s, 70s. One guy was in his middle 80s, and they had some old papers out, and they were going over some Tree Rollins stuff. One guy used to play with Tree Rollins in high school, and they were all talking about this and that, blah, blah, blah. And I had on my Tiger shirt, blah, blah, blah. I spoke to this gentleman, and we got to talking. There's a gentleman in Cordell, Georgia. He's probably listening to your show right now, Mickey. And he told me that he knew that Tree Rollins was going to be on a sports talk show in upstate South Carolina, and he had his granddaughter show him how to pull it up on the app, however you do that on the computer. I'm not familiar with that. True story. So, you're just everywhere, man.
Well, that's too kind. The story, I don't know if you heard the story that we talked about it. I knew that Tree was getting into the Ring of Honor that day, but they hadn't announced it yet, so I couldn't say anything about it. But what we did was I worked it out and said, if for some reason you do get in the Ring of Honor, what would that mean? So we knew that. And I didn't know that Kevin Johnson was getting in, but I enjoy those things. And Tree, I learned so much about it. I didn't know how he got the nickname. And then I didn't know that he wants to come back to Clemson. But a 60-year-old guy going back to college to graduate, I think that's awesome. I think that's really cool.
Very cool, very cool. I had a friend who played football with the Tigers. Well, he didn't really play. He sat on the bench, but he was on the team. And this was back in the day, and went to there used to be a pizza place downtown Clemson called Chinello's.
Yep.
I don't know how many people remember that. And had pizza with my friend who played football and was on the football team. And Tree Rollins and Wayne Croft, two of the biggest people I've ever seen in my life. I was sitting at a table with giants, man.
Oh,
never
yeah.
forget it.
Yeah.
Very fun. But anyway, on this Georgia thing, you're talking about all the championships that Alabama has, Florida has. We know that the Tigers have two national championships. They've played for three. Georgia, in the modern-day era, and I'm talking AP, UPI, BCS, and playoffs, Georgia has one national championship, correct?
Yes, one AP national championship, yes.
One AP, okay, and that was in 1980. I don't remember who they beat that year, but the Herschel Walker era, Vince Dooley had some really good teams. Mark Richt had some really good teams when he was the head coach there. I still don't understand why he was fired. But if you look at all the time between Vince Dooley and Mark Richt, and look at what the perception is about the Georgia program, but what they've really accomplished, there's a huge disconnect there, huge disconnect.
Absolutely, and it's a compliment to them to say that, but it has not been what it could be or what it should be. You consider that state and the players that come out of it. And look at the quarterbacks who've left Georgia, the state of Georgia, and won national championships at other places. You got to stop it, man, and got to find a way to get that done. But, yeah, Georgia, you know, you can claim some of those years in Georgia like everybody else tries to claim, like 1942 in which Ohio State and Wisconsin also claimed it, and 1946 in which Army and Notre Dame kind of claimed it. But since the Associated Press poll came out, Georgia has won one national championship.
One national championship, and I have a couple of friends that are Georgia fans. Most Georgia fans, Georgia Greg, who calls your show a lot, sharp dude, sharp caller, he gets it. But there are a lot of Georgia fans out there. They almost have like a sense of entitlement about them, like they're Duke in basketball or North Carolina or somebody. And bottom line, at the end of the day, their accomplishments and the perception about their program is they just don't line up. But I tell tell you what, Mick, I'll be back in South Georgia next month about this time. So if I got time, I'm going to come by and get this gentleman, get your autograph.
No, he doesn't need that. He can do better than that.
He really went on. He said, man, I like that stuff. I'm going to see if my granddaughter can show me how to do this every day. So you got fans everywhere, Mick. Have a good day.
Hey, Mike, before you leave, I got something for you. Ready? Oh, he left. Give me something for Mike over there. What do you got for me? Mike loves this kind of stuff. Let's see what he's got for me over here.
The zone eyes a hole. Bedwell awaiting the snap. The spot. The kick is up. The kick is good!
Well, 1986 action. Clemson, Georgia, by the way. Yeah, Georgia, 1980 national champion. They beat Notre Dame that year. That is their one national championship. And the Associated Press. Let me quickly run down those AP numbers for you. Alabama 10, AP national championships. AP started 1936. Notre Dame 8, Oklahoma 7, Miami, Ohio State, Southern Cal 5, Nebraska, Minnesota 4, Florida, Florida State, Texas 3, Clemson, Army, LSU, Michigan, Penn State, Pittsburgh, Tennessee, and Auburn 2, and 1, BYU, Colorado, Georgia, Maryland, Michigan State, Syracuse, TCU, and Texas A&M. Those are the AP. That's what I'm going with. You can claim all the ones you want to claim. You can do all the Collie Matrix polls and all of the Walter Camp trophies. You can claim all of the Football Writers Associations and you can claim all the National Football Foundation championships all you want to. I'm going Associated Press. I'm going 1936 Associated Press. That's what you got. Tell you about Carolina Flooring Specialist. Here's what I know. No matter who your team is, in your garage floor, you're a fanatic if you put a logo on your garage floor, right? But, man, they look good. Look so good. That Tiger Paw in there, that Georgia G in there, that Gamecock logo, that Bulldog logo, that Seminole or Tar Heel logo. You're going to love it. It's our great friends at Carolina Flooring Specialist. The best part of all this is, besides what they leave behind, you don't move a muscle. You know, Zach, you know me. I'm not going to do a whole lot to get this thing done, right? They're not going to move a muscle. You're going to pay them until they're finished. And then what you pay them compared to what your value of your home increases, how it makes it pop and just, you know, slip resistant, stain resistant. It's a great deal. If you've never called them, just call them once. Just see if you might be interested in doing it. No obligation phone call. Call Tim Worley today, 404-8158. The Garage Flooring Specialist. Their name is CarolinaFlooringSpecialist.com. We'll take a break. We'll come back. Open phone lines. Paul Strelo in about 40 minutes talking some Clemson recruiting. First day of practice at Clemson. Can't wait to get out there and tell you about that tomorrow. And oh, by the way, when we come back, I'll tell you about a couple, actually two Clemson legends joining the show tomorrow. It's the Mickey Plotter Show. We are 105.5 The Roar.
It's always a good time to look and feel good. At Roosters Men's Grooming Center, you can count on a team that will make you feel your absolute best. The many services provided will keep you coming back for more. Come by for anything from a close shave and professional haircut to a 7-step facial shave. Fellas, treat yourself. You deserve it. Don't have enough time on your hands for the full service? Ask us about our express cut. Call 864-884-8920 to make your appointment.
Head to Twin Peaks, the ultimate sports lodge, where everything's been raised to a higher elevation. Huge screens, scratch food, and ice-cold beer on tap. Try the appetizing shareables like the double-stacked nachos and bacon jam sliders. Twin Peaks full-service bar features an extensive selection of draft beers served at 29 degrees in ice-cold mugs. With 360 degrees of HD TV screens, Twin Peaks is the perfect place for any sports fan. Head for higher ground. Head for Twin Peaks. Eats, drinks, scenic views.
Advanced Maintenance keeps your medium and heavy-duty trucks on the road. Their on-site service technicians are equipped to service, repair, and maintain your fleet. They offer emergency roadside services, on-site DOT inspections with no minimum service requirements or contract. All services are done the same day or next. They even do box truck and trailer repair. Call the number that comes to you at 422-5787. That's 422-5787.
I'm Eddie Bennett. Thank you for helping me and my associates grow our business into its 18th year. Without you, we wouldn't have been able to become the go-to dealer for Takeuchi equipment. We're proud to offer equipment rental, sales, and repair. In many cases, right there on your job site. And you've enabled Bennett Equipment to grow into a third location in Seneca, which will be open in August. We're online at BennettEquipment.net. Thank you, and remember, if you need to rent it from Bennett.
No matter where you're going, you'll see hundreds of convenience stores along your route. What sets Locomart in Clemson apart? Quality gasoline at awesome prices? Yes. Rewards to help you save even more money? Yes. But you'll also find a huge craft beer selection at Locomart that you wouldn't find at a normal convenience store. There's only one stop you need to make. Locomart on Old Greenville Highway and Highway 123. Proudly locally owned and operated. Marathon. Fueling the American spirit.
Hi, friends. Mickey Plowler here. Recently went on vacation, and you know, the one thing I had to pack was my Harry's razors with the post-shave balm and the shaving lotion. I go nowhere without Harry's. Over 3 million men have switched to Harry's, and you can switch now. Great news. Harry's is so confident that you'll love their blades, they're going to give you a free shave set. Just cover the shipping. With this trial set, you get an ergonomic razor handle, 5 precision engineered blades with lubricating strip and trimmer blade. You'll get rich lathering shave gel and a travel blade cover. Now, I partnered with Harry's to give you an incredible offer. What I want you to do is go to harrys.com right now to get that trial set. Get started with Harry's today and get that free trial set for free. All you do is cover a few bucks in shipping. To get your free trial set that includes a handle, a blade, shave gel, and travel blade cover, go to harrys.com. That's H-A-R-R-Y-S.com. harrys.com. Put in the promo code Mickey, M-I-C-K-E-Y. Do not wait. Get started today. Go to harrys.com today.
At the Home Depot, free carpet installation means free carpet installation. And free includes clearing out furniture, ripping out old carpet, hauling it away, even carpeting stairs with no hidden fees. Free installation on carpet $699 or more means free installation only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid on carpet priced $1 or more per square foot. Specialty items may be priced separately.
It's the Mickey Plyler Show.
And you will respect my authority.
On WCCP.
105.5 The Roar.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling, yeah.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Time now for our Palmetto Golf Report, brought to our great friends at Palmetto Dunes and PalmettoDunes.com. A beautiful oceanfront resort in Hilton Head Island, South Carolina. Go by and see our good friends at Palmetto Dunes. Sometimes we talk all about golf and all about the, because it's a golf segment here. You don't have to be a golfer to go to Palmetto Dunes. Tennis, yep. Pickleball, yep. Fishing, boating. Just the nature, I mean, all the beautiful nature. Hilton Head does a great job of preservation and all the wildlife there. You know, nice bike rides, the beaches, the nice food, the shopping. There's a lot to do there. You don't have to be a great golfer. Now, it helps to go there, but if you're not a golfer, you start do the beginner classes and stuff. They've got a great group down there that's going to teach you. It's in Hilton Head Island. It's a beautiful oceanfront resort, an award-winning resort. We are so good to get into this and to have this so close to us. We love it. Palmetto Golf Report today. A couple things. The 86th South Carolina Amateur begins today down in Florence. It's the ninth time that Florence Country Club has hosted the event, the first time since 1983. So got a bunch of friends down, a bunch of really good players down there. And all together, it is... the state champion is going to be a great player I know and a really cool golf course down at Florence. So Florence Country Club hosting the State Am going on down today and a bunch of former Tigers and Gamecocks and current Tigers and Gamecocks playing in it. So we'll keep you updated with the leaderboard there. Also today, the World Golf Championship, the Bridgestone Invitational up at Firestone outside of Akron, Ohio. And we've got Kyle Stanley, Kevin Kisner, Wesley Bryan, Dustin Johnson, Bill Haas. Kyle Stanley just teed off. Kevin Kisner goes at 740. Wesley Bryan at 740 off number 10. Dustin Johnson, 820 off of number 10. And Bill Haas at 910 off of number 10. And finally, for those that aren't playing in the World Golf Championships on the PGA Tour, it's the Barracuda Championship out in Reno. And we've got a lot of guys trying to get their finished up on this top 125 to get into the FedEx Cup and get into the playoffs. And we've got local players like DJ Trahan, Tommy Ganey, Ben Martin, Brendan DeYoung, Jonathan Bird, Richie Rowinski, and Sam Saunders all playing there. So we've got a lot to update you on tomorrow with the scoreboards. And I always appreciate the folks at Palmetto Dunes, to what they do and how they do it. It's Palmetto Dunes, palmettodunes.com. Go by and see why you have just an award-winning team at Palmetto Dunes and palmettodunes.com. Telephone number 654-ROAR, 654-7627. Tomorrow, we have doubled up again. We'll have two legends on Legends Friday. And I think two really interesting guys. Mike Milchen will join us. Mike Milchen is one of the all-time great baseball players at Clemson. He is a guy that was a first baseman and a pitcher, played with the Twins and Orioles, won a gold medal in the 1988 Seoul Olympics, and was just a superstar here at Clemson. And managing partner in a baseball group, represents a bunch of Major League Baseball players, including Justin Verlander and Gordon Beckham and Tyler Colvin and Adam Roach and some of those really good guys. But Mike Milchen's going to join us. That's going to be very interesting to see about him. And then I think one of the most interesting people in Clemson basketball history, Murray German, is going to join us now. Tomorrow. Murray German had maybe the highest vertical leap of anybody ever at Clemson. One of the most popular players at Clemson, just seeing this guy just jump out of the gym, and one of the highest in field goal percentages, all ACC tournament team in 84, and as a senior, averaged 15 points a game, and really just a terrific guy. Started out at Fordham and then transferred as a walk-on to Clemson, and just this guy who could just jump out of the gym. Still had the seventh best field goal percentage in Clemson history, 55%. But just a really cool deal there. So we'll talk to Murray German and Mike Milchen tomorrow. Should be a good Legends Friday as far as that goes. Of course, we set the bar too high last week when you get two Ring of Honor guys in on the same. Should have had Michael Green on last week too. 654-ROAR, 654-7627. The weigh-ins, let me finish up on the weigh-in numbers. Let me fly down these. On the let's start at quarterback. You had Chase Bryce at 213. Kelly Bryant went from 216 last year to 222. Zerick Cooper, 205 to 219. Hunter Johnson, 210. None of those are surprising, but you like Bryant beefing up a little bit, getting bigger and stronger if he's going to be a dual threat guy. At running back, Adam Choice went last year from 206 to 210. Travis Etienne, 197. Tavion Fischer from 207 to 222. That's the one that got to me the most excited. Zach, you mentioned that as well. CJ Fuller actually lost 4 pounds, 213 to 209, getting a little more sleek. Darian Rencher, 195, and Ty Thomason at 221. Wide receivers, you had Will Brown, 186, Deion Kane, 192. How about TJ Chase going from 164 to 185? Good for him, 21 good pounds there, you think. T. Higgins, 197. Ray McLeod from 183 to 184. DeAndre Overton trying to get bigger, stronger. Last year, 196. This year, 209. Cornell Powell from 201 to 202. Hunter Renfrow from 182 to 181. Amari Rodgers at really about 5'8", 5'9", maybe. 212 pounds. Will Sweeney, 181. Tregon Thompson lost 3 pounds from 201 to 198. And Keon Tuttle at 169. The tight ends, Shadell Bell, the former wide receiver, 215 up to 230. DJ Greenlee from 250 to 246. Mylon Richard from 258 to 254. Cannon Smith from 264 to 269. Garrett Williams is out with the ACL for a little bit, 250 to 245. JC Talk, 238 to 249. Offensive lineman, Tremaine Ankrum at 288. Bockhorst, the freshman, 306. Cervinka, 322. Crowder, 338. Crowder's gained 5 since last year. Noah DeHaan, 303. Falsinelli, 304. Zach Jella, 301. Taylor Hearn, 321. Mitch Hyatt, 302. Marvin Morris, 298. Pollard, 307. Reeves, 286. Simpson, 311. Kate Stewart, 299. He's gotten bigger. Blake Vincent comes in at 293. Big boys there. Defensive line, really impressed that Dexter Lawrence, 337, 18% body fat. We'll do the defense coming up next hour. I thought it was interesting, Justin Foster at 255 already. So we'll get some of the defensive numbers coming up in the next segment. How – you love football, right?
Of course.
Now, football practice – if you had to go cover football practice every day, you would be bored to tears.
Sure.
There's absolutely a time in there, and the players will tell you, there's a time in there in about mid-September, you're just like, oh, God, I got to do this again? Mm-hmm. Ugh. But that's not the first one. I mean, that first one, you're like, yes, man, let's do this. Imagine it's a little bit like childbirth. Like, the first one you're all excited about, like that 11th one, you're going, man, I got to stop having kids. Like, you're not as excited about pushing the 11th one out, right?
I mean, at 11, you're not even feeling it at that point, right? it's just a process, isn't it?
Man, I heard this. I look at, I can tell you this. When I played, I hated practice.
Yeah, it's the worst.
There's the single worst time of your life is that time in August. Now, Clemson stretches inside in this beautiful indoor facility.
Lacey in there if I need it.
Oh, yeah. Man, when we would stretch these 2-a-days, you'd lay down in that morning practice and there'd be dew on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
And you get that, you lay down and it's like that itchy grass. And then your shoes and socks get so wet because it's that morning dew on the ground, you know? And it's, you know, 7 o'clock in the morning, whatever, and it's already, humidity's like 90%. And then you go and you're like, oh no. Think, man, you're like your socks, that's how you get this athlete's foot and your foot get feet get all wrinkled up and all mm-hmm. that. And then think, I got 2 of these today. There's nothing worse than that, man. Like when you stretch for the second of 2-a-days. Like, all right, you had your nap in between, you know, had your meetings and all this kind of stuff. Be like, all right, man, just one more.
You guys took naps?
Oh, yeah.
Did you really?
In between?
We didn't. We had the meeting and lunch, and we did, like, you know, kind of study and playbook kind of stuff, and then you were back out there for another one.
Oh, man, that's the worst.
Did you do it for a week, 2 weeks?
2 weeks.
Yep. 2 weeks, 8 to 5, parents dropping y'all every day. It was brutal.
No, it was brutal.
I hated it. I hated it so much. Games were fun.
Games were great.
I just hated how my teammates wanted to take my head off in practice. I was like, guys, we're teammates. Why are you doing this? I'm trying to make a team here, man. All right, that's fine.
Jason Somerville writes this in. That was the worst time. Oh, how I long for it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's funny how that works, isn't it?
Yeah, man. You lay in that grass, you're like, oh, God, it's so itchy. Like we gotta run like crazy. We're exhausted. You're sore.
You were worried about the grass. I was worried about gassers at the end of the.
Gassers were the worst.
Gassers are oh my God. The biggest pet peeve with football for me was standing there and you like make a good play and you come back into the huddle or whatever it is and they smack you on your head, smack the helmet. I hated it. Hated it more than anything in the world. Hey, good play. Here's a concussion. Whack. And then you got to go back out there.
I didn't read the article yet. There's an article in Sports Illustrated about Martavis Bryant.
Mm-hmm.
And Martavis Bryant's coach, who used to be the Cardinals, said, man, you're as good as I've ever seen. You know, you need to get your life back in order, whatever. But and I think he's doing it now. But they said that they would discipline him in Steelers practice. But he ran so effortlessly that, like, you couldn't run him.
Mm-hmm.
Like, nothing would bother him. Like, you just run him, couldn't bother him. So they came up with this thing. And I've seen it on Last Chance U called pencils. Have you seen this?
No.
You just lay on the ground and you roll over for 100 yards. Not front end, whatever. You just like lay and you just go side to side. Roll? Yeah, you log roll.
With pads on?
With pads on for 100 yards. That'd be the worst, man.
That's just weird.
Especially if it's like wet grass. Text for extraordinary said, hey, getting water in my socks.
What position did you play?
Strong safety, secondary safety. Corner.
Okay. So you were just out there having a little hand fighting with those wide receivers. You weren't doing anything.
Chicken fighting.
Yeah.
Had to cover Ryan Bethea one time, former Minnesota Viking wide receiver.
How'd that go for you?
We're winning, right? Colin Mackey, great kicker, kicks a game-winning field goal later, but we're winning. We're up like four. Or we're up like, you know, five, whatever. And for some reason, on third and long, third and 10 or 8 or 10, whatever,
mm-hmm.
He's already caught two touchdown passes, by the way. 6'5", 235, went to play at South Carolina, played with the Vikings. And my coach, defense coach, says they had this blitz on. I'm playing corner. I'm just a little 5 foot, 9 inch, little white little punk who can't play, can't run a lick. Guys already caught two touchdown passes, and they call man coverage on a blitz, like a safety blitz or something. I'm like,
so you're all alone.
And so, yeah, I'm on the island. I'm on the wide side of the field on the island. And he's looking at me, man. His eyes are big as saucers. And he's looking at the quarterback like, ah, this is it, man. This is a touchdown right here. He's hit me right here. And our strong safety, free safety, whatever, walks up the line, and the blitz is coming. The quarterback knows it, and he didn't like it, so he calls timeout. I was the happiest guy in the stadium, right? So I go to my defense coordinator and say, Coach, I can't cover. I mean, if you want to lose a game, if you want to hear their fight song, just keep that coverage in there. I got to have help over the top, man. I'm telling you that now. So we did, and we ended up winning the game. Mackey kicked a big field goal, and we ended up beating Richard Northeast back then. But man, I tell you, nobody was happier than me to see that quarterback call timeout. I'd have been on the cover of the state newspaper the next day, Saturday morning, being posterized. That wouldn't have been fun. I can just tell you, that wouldn't have been fun.
Coach, can't do it.
Coach. I'm saying right now, if you want to win the game, you got to get out of this call. Family would have been embarrassed. It would have been awful.
What was your favorite drill in practice, or your least favorite drill?
I don't know. I didn't like that. I think back on it now more than anything else. I meant running stuff at the end. That wasn't a whole lot of fun.
No.
I didn't see the point of. I don't know. I don't know. Yours?
It was my favorite and least favorite was the Oklahoma.
Oh, yeah.
I loved it because I was good at it. And then I cleaned some kid's clock during practice, and I shouldn't have. And he wanted me in the Oklahoma drill, and he tried to put me 6 feet under in that drill. Kid plays for the Ravens now.
Really?
Yeah.
How about that? No, you know something y'all do up north?
What's that?
Y'all call somebody kids. That kid plays for the Ravens. You guys aren't a kid, but you always say kids.
He's a kid.
Yeah, get out of here with that. All right, we got to take a break. We'll come back. Open phone lines for one more segment. Phone lines, texts, and tweets. And then I've got the 247 list I want to get to in the next segment, too. But then Paul Strela is going to join us to talk Clemson recruiting. It's practice day at Clemson. It's like we're tailgating for practice. We got to watch 30 minutes of it. We'll take a break. Come back for more after this.
When playing football for Coach Sweeney, I learned the value of hard work and doing things the right way. My name is John Wright Jr., and now that I'm in the field of commercial real estate, I have the opportunity to apply those principles in my daily business. If you're in the market for buying, selling, or leasing property from office or retail to industrial or land, then let me know at McCoyWright.com. That's McCoyWright.com, where we will do our best to ensure your success. And remember, if it's not McCoy Wright, it's not right.
It's bow time at Bojangles. For a limited time, enjoy two country ham biscuits for only $3.50. Served hot and fresh all day. Bojangles, it's bow time. Zero Res is the answer to cleaning at its finest with no harsh chemicals. No residue, safe from toxins, and your carpet, upholstery, tile, and grout will stay cleaner longer. Spell it forwards or backwards, it's the right way to clean. Zero Res, Greenville.com.
It happens every time. When a hailstorm hits, there's an increase of people who want to take your money for roof repairs. Problem is, many of them are just trying to take advantage of you and don't really know what they're doing. Gilstrap Roofing has been around for decades. Trust Gilstrap Roofing to handle the repairs and deal with the insurance. Just because someone knocks on your door with a card that says they're a roofer doesn't mean they'll do quality work at a reasonable price. Call Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
Retirement Funding Advisors is a fee-only investment advisory firm with a focus on qualified retirement plans. With the new fiduciary regulations effective, it's very important that business owners are aware of their fiduciary obligations. Many advisors don't understand all the aspects that make a retirement plan successful. Having worked with retirement plans for over 30 years, Rick and Carson Vaughn have the knowledge and experience needed to make sure you have a successful 401k plan. Call Carson today at 430-8544.
You know, there's a lot of confusion about the right steps to take to secure the proper financial plan for your future. Well, Randy Strickland and Greg Wales of Kiwi Financial Group in Clemson can guide you through every single step. Their fee-based planning options allow you to invest with transparency and to know where every single dollar goes. They also offer sound, comprehensive advice with solutions to fit any investing appetite. Call Kiwi Financial at 654-5043 or online at kiwifg.com.
It's Macy's one-day sale Saturday with a preview day Friday with amazing deals of the day, like dresses for her, 20% off. Men's suits, dress shirts, and ties, 50 to 70% off. Take 30 to 50% off shoes for her. Save on dazzling fine jewelry selections, 60 to 75% off. And designer bedding collections and bath essentials, 60% off. Earn plenty points during Macy's one-day sale. Plenty, lots of points, lots of places, one rewards program. Savings off regular and sale prices. Exclusions apply.
You've heard of the Fun Police? Well, we're the opposite. The original donut shop coffee. Full-flavored, deliciously straightforward coffee best enjoyed with a smile. So good, it's criminal. Enjoy a cup and sprinkle some fun into your day. Made for your Keurig brewer. Find it at Keurig.com and grocery stores everywhere. Just look for the bright teal box with the donut. The original donut shop coffee. Have more fun.
105.5 The Roar is giving you a chance to meet the latest member of our crazy family. Join Brad Sinkoff this Thursday at the Butcher's Block in Anderson from 9 to noon. Great football talk and awesome food with Brad at the Butcher's Block, 1702 North Main Street in Anderson.
The Mickey Weiler Show is on the air.
I don't think you know who I am.
105.5 The Roar. Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. 654-ROAR, 654-7627, Northern Communication phone line. Snaphook checks in. Good morning, Snaphook. Thanks for hanging through the break, man. How you doing?
Man, I'm doing good, fellas. How are y'all?
Couldn't be better.
Man, I wanted to talk about the weigh-in a little bit.
All right.
We, you know, apparently we've got 250-pound, 6'3 linebackers and, you know, 6'3, 222-pound quarterbacks. What was the most impressive thing that you saw about the weigh-in, Mickey? I thought it was T. Higgins. He looked like he coming in at 197 pounds, you could tell he did some work.
That was one. Dexter Lawrence at 337 with 18% body fat was one. Jordan Williams at 280, that was one.
Yeah.
Feaster at 222, that was one. How about Amari Rodgers at 212? That was interesting.
That's
out. Yeah. Tanner Muse at 220 pounds. That was kind of interesting.
No doubt.
And then one, I'm going to give him credit here. How about Mark Fields losing weight to get down to, he was 100, basically 190 a couple of years ago. Now he's 178. Like seeing that.
That was pretty cool.
Yeah.
I thought Christian Wilkins at 297 was pretty cool.
Yeah. Yeah, him getting down, no doubt.
He actually lost a little bit of weight, correct?
Yes, lost. He went from the year before was 300, now down to 297.
Yeah, so. I don't know if you watched the live feed of it or not, but even Dan was giving Christian Wilkins a little bit of kudos. Said, "Man, I think I can see some abs beneath all that."
Yeah, man.
I thought that was pretty cool.
What an athlete he is, huh?
Oh, no doubt. I mean, he could play any position on the field if he really wanted to. Could probably drop 50 pounds to play linebacker, receiver, whatever you want to do. I'd like to have 11 more of him. Kelly Bryant coming in at 222. Thoughts on that? I'll take it out there.
Thank you, Snaphook. Appreciate that. I like it because if he is going to be the guy, he is going to run the ball. You're not going to have him back there in the pocket throwing it 40 times. He's going to be a guy who's going to get out on the edge. Guy's going to run some quarterback draw, some zone read stuff, and he's going to have to be physical and two, you know, 220 pounds. I saw him in high school when he was 190. Now 222 and built for to last over hopefully a 15-game season. So good work, good weight room work there. Boy, you don't talk enough about it. Joey Batson and his staff worked their absolute butts off and as good as they are in the country. When was the last time Clemson didn't look like the physically better conditioned team? It's been a long time. Chad is in Columbia. Good morning, Chad. Thanks for hanging on, man. How you doing?
Doing good. Mickey, was the dude's name Steve or Steven? That caught in earlier.
Steve.
Oh, Steve. Steve.
Okay, well, so Steve was the dude white knighting for Georgia, but it's a Gamecock fan. So, Mickey, can you imagine doing that, number one? And number two, Mickey, he was making your point for you. I mean, Clemson has been dominated by Georgia historically, but it's been much more successful the last 35 years than Georgia has nationally. I mean, there's no question. I mean, look at the BCS bowl appearances, look at the wins, look at the national championship appearances, look at the national championships, look at the conference championships. I mean, when's the last time Georgia had a player invited to New York? I mean, it's just a joke, Mickey, that he would call in and say that, and you asked him, hey, would you be, you know, do you expect two conference championships in your next 35 years, Steve? And he's like, you know, no. Mickey, I agree with him. No, they're not going to. No chance. So that was one thing I had for you, Mickey. The other thing with this 247 thing that I think you're going to transition to, Deebo Samuel at 140? Mickey, how many wideouts on Clemson's roster would you take before Deebo Samuel? And before you say Deebo Samuel's a good player, this is my argument. If you're the number one wideout for the Jacksonville Jaguars or the Patriots or South Carolina State Bulldogs, Mickey, you're going to get catches. So compare his catches, his yards, average yards per catch, his touchdowns. Compare that, Mickey, to the nation. I mean, who is he scaring? I promise you, Brent Venables is not scared of Deebo Samuel. And is not having to put together a plan for Deebo Samuel like they are T. Higgins or like they are Deion Kane. So, anyways, Mickey, I'll take it off the air, but tell me how many receivers you take on Clemson's roster above Deebo Samuel, and I'll hang up the lesson.
Thanks, Chad. Appreciate the phone call. Let's see what Deebo Samuel did last year. I always needed to remind myself – just to make sure. Deebo Samuel last year. I think he's a good player, by the way. I don't think he's a great player. Entering his junior season. Let's see here. Bear with me a second. I've got it right here. Samuel last year had 59 catches, 783 yards. And one touchdown receiving. He did carry it 15 times for 98 yards and six touchdowns, a little in reverse, a little, you know, hand it off in the back kind of thing. So, but one receiving touchdown, 58 catches, that's good. I if I was drafting right now, I would take Deion Kane over Deebo Samuel. I would take, I know I'd take T. Higgins. I would take Ray McCloud, maybe. You take Hunter Renfrow over Deebo Samuel?
In the regular season?
It's the same thing.
It's not.
Yes, it is.
I take Hunter Renfrow in any big game ever, but I don't take him during the regular season.
There's one thing Hunter Renfrow hadn't done yet. Hadn't played well against South Carolina yet. Hadn't done a whole lot against South Carolina yet. Deebo Samuel versus Cornell Powell. I mean, Cornell Powell had the chance down there. He did great. I don't know. Samuel, Texas said Deebo's hurt most of the year. He did miss three games. How long he was hurt, who was hurt, you know, all that kind of stuff. I don't know. But he did miss three games last year. Overton, no. Thompson, no. Chase, no. Powell, McCloud, Renfrow, Kane, Higgins. You know, maybe. Just different guys. Like McCloud's a different guy than Samuel, right?
Yeah. Yeah, he is. But he was also more consistent, wasn't he?
Yeah, let's compare those two. 59 catches, 783 yards, and a touchdown for Samuel. By the way, these are Numbers Matter segment brought to you by our good friends at University College, universitycollege.com. I love what those guys are doing. Those things flying up over there. And if you're still looking for a place to live, they want to do that. It's University Colleges, 784-3400, 784-3400. Get in touch with those great folks at University Colleges, universitycolleges.com. On a Numbers Matter segment, their numbers matter, 5-month leases, 10-month leases. Last year, Ray McLeod, 49 catches, 472 yards, 2 touchdowns. Hunter Renfro, 44 for 495 and 6. See, yeah, like Renfro didn't do anything in the regular season.
Yeah, but you also see him playing in the playoffs and you think, well, this guy's going to catch 80 balls next year. And then he doesn't.
He caught 6 against NC State, 53 yards. 5 against Florida State in a touchdown.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of touchdown against Virginia Tech. A touchdown against Troy. Touchdown against Alabama. I mean, against Auburn. I mean, he got his kills the state of Alabama, doesn't he? He's got 5 touchdown catches against the state of Alabama.
I'd probably take Debo Samuel over Ray McLeod.
Yeah, just different guys, though, too. Different skill sets. All right. By the way, I'm going to tell you something. Ray McLeod's going to have a really good year this year.
You think so?
Yeah, you're going to be really impressed with Ray McLeod this year.
Why do you say that?
Bust out. Attention to detail. It's his time. Artavis Scott's been that guy. Watch what Ray does this year. He'll have 60 catches this year. Paul Strelo's going to join us. We'll see Paul Strelo later today, but we'll talk to him when you come back for more hour number 3 after this.
Keeping us safe from un.